Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-2715. That's 800-613-2715. 800-613-2715. Call now.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
For the weekend of Friday, June 3rd, 2022, it's our 27th year on the air. Yes, welcome into Tomorrow, coming to you from the Dexcom G6 Studios, the only continuous glucose monitor FDA permitted for kids ages 2 years and up. Be sure to visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com. And I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline.
And we're reminding you, as always, don't forget to back up your important data and even make a backup copy for off-premise somewhere. If you are going back to work these days at an office or factory or something, then bring a copy and put it in your locker or something of your important data and update it periodically. Or at grandma's house, or whatever the case, just because you never know. You want to avoid any catastrophe and lose any important data. Or if it's all backed up to the cloud and it's secure, there you go. That's off-premise, unless the dark cloud like us is hanging over your head or something.
Well, see, for some of us, keeping a backup at grandma's house is keeping them in the cloud.
Well, that's
true. Because some of our grandmas are in heaven.
Yes. Right. Okay, good point. And also, what's the other important thing we remind people to do very frequently?
Check your spam filters.
There you go. Because you might have an email from grandma in there.
That would be weird.
Yeah, it would be weird. Or from us, or from anybody else important that somehow or other ended up in your spam filter. So we hate when that happens. But do check it out. Oh, a lot of folks participating on the show this week because last week, I'm sure you know this. If not, good heavens, you need to know now, we launched something very special.
We did.
What was it we launched with appropriate expression?
It was the cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Oh, very good. Yeah. You did that without even hurting your throat?
Almost.
Okay. So as a result, of course, we've got a plethora of goodies, and we'll share some of those with you. We've added more since last week even. So you want to stay tuned. We're going to share that with you. Of course, we also have the post at intotomorrow.com. Have you checked on that lately to make sure it's still very visible? Top of intotomorrow.com?
Right, right there on the main page.
Good. And you want to check that post and maybe bookmark it, come back regularly, and find out what else. And all you need to do is what?
Participate on the show by letting us hear you.
There you go. You're heard on the air, you automatically win. I mean, it's that easy. We don't do goofy stuff like the 99th caller or tell us some tech trivia or no. We use random algorithms, but everybody who is heard on the air wins stuff.
Right, which means you have to do something to contribute. You can't just call and ask, did I win?
Because that won't get on the air.
Right.
But people do that.
Yeah.
And it continues to just blow us away. I don't know why people do that. Contribute. We say participate on the show. That's not participating.
Right. And when you do call, you know, if there's something on the list that you'd like to be considered for, let us know. You know, and don't be like, you know, a couple of callers we've had every year we've done this where they've like gone down the list on the website. You can tell they're reading from the website. Yeah. You just go through, I'd like this or this or this or this. Every prize. We're like, okay.
And we do mention to us two or three of the items you'd like, not all 100 or whatever we've got, because that's not going to work for you. So no promises, no guarantees, but that's why we say mention it when you call in, because...
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
And then you'll say thank you to Cameron for sending you goodies.
Exactly.
Yeah. Meantime, some tech news and commentary before we get to a call. Let me see, in Pennsylvania, what are they talking about? He's got an elderly dad who had some issues, touch-based keyboards on the phone. Good call. Good content there. So stay tuned. We'll help you out with that. Meantime, Apple will reportedly roll out an array of software updates with iOS 16 to iPhone and iPad that include iPad multitasking, changes to notification alerts, and new health app features. The company said they're going to share an official announcement on June 6th.
Oh.
So you'll mark your calendar, make sure we have that info.
Right there around the corner.
Yes, exactly. And then we'll tell folks about it on the very next broadcast.
Okay.
So stay tuned about that.
Podcast listeners could not access many of their favorite shows for more than 8 hours this past week due to an outage on Megaphone, a podcast hosting platform owned by Spotify. Now, the outage stemmed from the company's failure to renew Megaphone's security certificate. It was a simple mistake with big ramifications. Megaphone, which inserts dynamic ads into episodes, hosts many of the industry's top shows. It also distributes shows on platforms beyond Spotify, including Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts.
And we're on Spotify, too, by the way.
We are.
Yep.
Fortunately, we're launched out by Blueberry, so we were not affected by this outage.
Good. Good, good, good.
But Spotify hosts its own licensed and owned shows, like the Joe Rogan Experience and shows from The Ringer on Megaphone. This is the second time in a week that Joe Rogan Experience, in particular, has been affected by technical issues at Spotify. A few days earlier, dozens of episodes were removed from the show's feed, apparently due to a glitch.
That's what they call it.
It's probably said with a wink.
Yeah, due to a glitch. Interesting. I wonder what the glitch was.
I don't know.
Wow. Elon Musk tells the Tesla staff, return to the office or leave.
Yeah, and they're probably saying, you're not my boss yet.
No, well, he is of Tesla.
Oh, Tesla. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Twitter. See, he owns too many companies that start with T.
That's true, including SpaceX.
Yeah, and The Boring Company.
That's true. There you go. But yes, the chief executive, Elon Musk, has asked employees to return to the office or leave the company, according to an email sent to employees just this past week and was seen by Reuters. So Reuters reported that everyone at Tesla is required to spend a minimum of 40 hours in the office per week, Musk said in this particular email. If you don't show up, we will assume you have resigned.
So it doesn't quite seem like he asked the employees to return to the office.
No. Well, he tells
them
Tesla staff, return to the office or beat feet.
Good.
I don't blame him. I mean, come on already. Sheesh. In more Apple news, Apple says they'll increase their employee compensation budget and raise its starting wage for retail workers in its U.S. stores to $22 an hour, or more, depending on the region. Microsoft, Google, and Amazon have made similar moves, so if you're wondering about getting into or back into retail, maybe that's the time.
I think I need to go work at an Apple store.
You make more than you will here.
Yeah.
So there's an option.
Yeah.
I think the only requirement is that you have to be at least an iPhone-y.
Well, yeah, I do that.
Could you work at the Genius Bar?
I do consider myself a genius.
Oh, gosh, that doesn't qualify. I don't think that'll work.
Yeah. Twitter started testing Circle earlier this month with a limited group, and now it looks like it's starting to roll out to more users.
Is that Circle back?
Yeah. Well, the feature works a lot like Instagram's Close Friends, as it allows users to send out tweets to a specific group of people rather than all of Twitter. Right now, it's unclear how many people currently have access to Circle. It looks like more users are finally seeing the feature pop up when they start composing a tweet, but some users still report not having access quite yet. If you have access to Twitter Circle, when you start composing a tweet, you'll see a drop-down menu at the top that reads Everyone. From here, you can choose Twitter Circle to limit your tweet to a select audience, or you can hit Edit to add or remove people from your circle.
Well, there you go. That's what life's all about, adding and removing people.
I've removed a lot of people from my circle over the years.
And it wasn't even Twitter.
To the point where my circle has just become a dot.
Oh. God. Jeez. May not be consumer tech news, but I consider it news nonetheless, and there's a lot of tech in it. Top Gun Maverick broke Memorial Day weekend box office records. It soared to the highest ever Memorial Day weekend opening by ranking in an impressive, raking in, I should say. An impressive $156 million at the domestic box office in its first 4 days of release. That means more than 11 million people pried themselves away from in-home streaming services, according to Entelligence, which is a research firm. The film has ousted Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean. And at World's End, though it was Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, which, of course, previously had the opener of all time, Top Gun Maverick's launch is without a doubt a career best for Tom Cruise and is the first time that he's had a film open to $100 million or more. I didn't know that. I thought this guy always has blockbuster movies, but never $100 million or more.
I can hear him screaming in my head now, show me the money!
Yeah, but that movie didn't do $100 million or more.
That movie didn't really show him this much money.
No, in the opening weekend. The film's release was delayed, of course, for 2 years due to the coronavirus pandemic. Disney and 20th Century's The Bob's Burgers movie, the only new release brave enough to battle Top Gun Maverick, served up $12.4 million. That's all.
Oh.
Over the traditional weekend. So they're $12.4 million, Top Gun $156 million at the domestic box office. And you got to see it in IMAX.
Okay.
Or it's just not worth seeing. It's okay. it's like watching standard definition 4:3 aspect ratio versus the entire screen, especially with the jets and all the dogfights and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, if I can second mortgage my house to get an IMAX ticket for the theaters down here, I'll consider that.
There you go. So work on
that.
Or
I could just watch it at home and sit really close to the TV.
You could, except it's not available at home. You can't stream it.
I can wait till it's at home. That's what I usually do.
Yeah, but that's going to take a while because this thing is making a gazillion dollars. They're not going to release it for streaming anytime soon.
Well, they will, and they'll just charge you like $30 to stream it.
Yeah, that's true. But I like that concept. So yeah, just sit really close, like nose to the screen. And it'll almost be like IMAX. Make sure you make your own popcorn and stuff.
Well, they say to get the true benefits of 4K, you have to be closer to the screen. So I figure I'll get it in really 4K.
You'll get it in like 20K
or
something.
Yeah.
Social media platforms hold unlimited potential for connecting people. They also are a breeding ground for extreme vanity and, in many cases, intentional or unintentional misrepresentation. Well, a new app called Be Real is trying to promote greater online authenticity by promoting users at random times to take unfiltered photos and share them. The While You Were Working Smart brief said that the app is gaining popularity among college students. Oh, really? But some wonder if attempting online authenticity is futile, as realness is a constantly changing social construct. Can you imagine, though, this app wants to promote you at random times to take unfiltered photos? Why don't you just always take unfiltered photos? Oh, that doesn't look good. I'm not going to post that.
I don't think I've ever taken a filtered photo and posted it.
I haven't either.
I mean, I've taken filtered photos when sitting at home with camera and just to have fun with, like, Snapchat filters.
Yeah.
I never posted any of them.
But also, it's like I'm not a selfie kind of guy anyway either. So I can't, it's just, that's so foreign to me. But apparently not to a lot of college students or younger folk
even.
That's
the thing, we're both of the wrong generation.
Yeah.
Boomers and us Gen Xers don't really do selfies.
I beg your pardon, that's true. But it is true, I don't. I mean, I have a rare selfie with something very unusual, or usually it's because I'm standing in front of something that I wanted to share, or that kind of thing. But man, we all know people that their whole life is selfies. You know, you scroll through an Instagram feed or something, and it's nothing but them. It's like, get over yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously.
I mean, that's why I was shocked, you know, a month or so ago when you posted a selfie of yourself in a suit. I was like, well, that was like the rare selfie. That's like the first selfie you've done in like 5 years.
Yeah, true. But it was because I said, you know, I'm not a selfie person, but this is the first time in many years I've had occasion to wear a suit. So I'm throwing it out here. just for grins. And I had people say things like, you know, whose funeral were you going to? And
I thought you were practicing for your own funeral.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what was the occasion? It's like, oh my gosh, it didn't have to necessarily be an occasion. Nathan in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, listens on WDEL. Oh, and he clicked on that Ask Dave button. Thank you for it. At intotomorrow.com. Hey, Nathan.
I have a question regarding cell phone service options. My dad's 86 years old and has trouble using his cell phone. Previously, he did well with a flip phone and the manual buttons. He's now has tried an iPhone and has trouble using the touch-based keyboard on the phone. I was wondering if there's any suggestions for access to a cell phone and data for a senior who may have difficulty with finger pad touching due to his age and other age-related things such as vision and techno savvy. Thank you very much and appreciate any recommendations you might have of technology that could be helpful for my dad in a world that's requiring him to use his cell phone on a regular basis.
Well, it's our pleasure, Nathan. We'll do our best. And I think it's awesome that you're doing what you can to help him as well. All of the big cell phone service providers still offer feature phones, just the same regular flip phones with physical keyboards that he may already have been used to. For example, Verizon is currently selling 9 feature phones, which they refer to as basic phones. Some are able to serve as LTE hotspots even, so they can provide a connection for a computer, tablet, or other device you might have.
And T-Mobile offers another 3, AT&T another 4. So in terms of prices, you're looking at roughly a minimum of around $100. A few of them are less expensive, but most are in the $200 to $300 range. Now, there is a company called Jitterbug. We've talked about them a lot. They specialize in phones for seniors. They've got a touchscreen and traditional keypad models. They're not very expensive since they're also not very powerful. And Jitterbug offers their own phone plans, which can include a life alert type of service to connect a senior citizen to emergency services.
Yeah, and I think they became very popular initially because one of their first phones had large buttons on it, which was great for us old folks to be able to find the numbers. So, Nathan, I hope we helped you out there. Our show notes at intotomorrow.com for this weekend's broadcast are there if you didn't catch all the suggestions. Let us know what you end up getting for him and what he thinks of it, because it'll certainly help other listeners and their parents all the way intotomorrow.com.